Thank you, everyone. This is the finale. We're here, this building, Shell headquarters in the UK. We've come to the culmination of our tour. We've got a few more people who are going to speak. The first of them is Tahrir Swift. She's from Solidarity for an Independent and Unified Iraq. She's an Iraqi living in London. She's going to tell us about her campaign and just talk about what's going on in Iraq. So welcome to Tahrir.
Hello, comrades and friends. Thank you very much for coming today. Hold on. I can speak better now. I'll take that eye patch off. Right. Okay. Well, we are here to stop another crime of genocide being committed against the Iraqi people. Since the illegal invasion, Bush and Blair's illegal invasion of Iraq, they brought nothing but misery to the Iraqi people. The state of the health, education, clean water, all health, the living conditions have become worse and worse. And according to Oxfam and other organizations, there are about 8 million Iraqis who are in desperate need of emergency aid. There are 4.5 million who are displaced, refugees, either inside or outside Iraq. Over 1 million Iraqis have been killed violently since the invasion. So these are the presents that Bush and Blair and then now Brown brought to the Iraqi people. And now we're coming to the real aim of this war, which is to put, for the multinational companies, to put their hands on the Iraqi oil. Not the only the oil which is already has been explored, but the ones which are in the oil reserves, which is really, it's the property of future generations in Iraq. So they want to rob the Iraqi people of their future. 95% of Iraqi revenue comes from the oil. And if the oil is going to be robbed from the Iraqi people, then we have no prospect for rebuilding Iraq. We're living in ruins, in gated communities with those massive concrete walls. Yes, all things they say, things are getting better. Getting better for who? So-called the surge. All it has done is has reduced the casualties, the American casualties in Iraq. But that's because they have been resorting to more and more aerial bombardments. In 2007, there have been 500% increase in aerial bombardment. And less than 3 weeks ago, they went and demolished a whole suburb of Baghdad. 4,000 pounds of explosives were dumped in Arab Jabul, which is in the southwest of Baghdad, in a matter of minutes. The so-called getting run after Al-Qaeda. So all these people who were killed were all Al-Qaeda, whether they were babies, whether they were grandmothers, whether they were granddaughters. All these people were in those villages, in this residential area of Baghdad, were actually killed under the rubble of their homes. So this is what they're doing. The war hasn't stopped. The killing hasn't stopped. All we want to do to make it acceptable level of violence, so-called, acceptable to who? So that they can come and explore the oil and take it away from us. This oil, though, is a disaster, absolute disaster. We don't need it. All the Iraqi experts who about a year ago came together in Amman, Jordan, said this law is disastrous for Iraq. We don't need it, we don't want it. There's no need for it at all. We have a picture of the oil minister, Hussein Shahristani, with a big grin on his face, saying that we have reached the level of exporting 2 million barrels of oil every day. Well, and if he is right, this means Iraqis should be getting about $6 billion every month. And where is the money going? All to the mercenary companies, all to the pockets of Halliburton and KBR. It's not going to the Iraqi people. They also want the people who support the oil law want the Iraqis to increase their production. Alawi was bragging. Why are we producing only 2 million barrels of oil a day? We should be producing 10 million a day. So there'd be more piracy. There'd be more robbing of Iraqi resources. The benefits from the oil is not trickling to the people at all. It's all going into the pockets of corrupt politicians who are the poor occupation or to the mercenary companies, the security companies. So we say no to oil law, and your solidarity with the Iraqi people is very, very important. Your support of Hassan Jumaa and his campaign to keep the Iraqi oil industry in the hand of Iraqis is very important. And so far, this campaign has been successful in delaying this oil law. This oil law should have been passed 14 months ago, and it hasn't been passed because of your solidarity, because of all the campaign all around the world, because of the work of Hassan Jumaa and all those people who support him. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tahrir. And as she said, the Iraqi people, the Iraqi Oil Workers Union, they're on the front line, but without international support, they are isolated. And even though people are shopping today, everything that we do in this country, in the US and around the world, is very important for showing our solidarity with the Iraqi people and with the Iraqi oil workers. On a different note, can we have a big hand for the Samba Band? They've kept us going all day. Thank you so much. We'll have you back if you'll come. We're now going to have Eva, who you may have heard singing earlier, depending on how close you were standing. It was amazing. It was amazing. I hope someone got that on tape. I'm a horrible person. Eva's going to talk about the Hands Off Iraqi Oil campaign. This action has been organised by London Hands Off Iraqi Oil, and she'll tell you about that as well. Here's Eva.
Okay, I was going to say something about Shell, but we have a brilliant fact sheet that you can just download off the website. Before I say anything about the Hands Off Iraqi Oil campaign, I wanted to just make a link between what we're doing and what the impact of this is and how it relates to climate change. Because basically, if the likes of Shell and BP, if the international oil companies access Iraqi oil for the next 25 to 30 years, they will be pumping the oil and the gas out of the ground. They will be continuing with their fossil fuel expansion. They will be dependent on this. They are looking for this. It's their core business, the exploration, the discovery, the processing, the shipment of hydrocarbons. So by keeping Iraq's oil the sovereign property of the Iraqi people, we have more of a chance. There is more of a chance of being able to negotiate with a representative people's government or social movement than we would ever have with companies like Shell and BP. They're accountable to their shareholders and seek profit. So this is connected. It is definitely connected. It is part of the battle to dismantle oil companies. But on Hands Off Iraqi Oil specifically, I want to say that Hassan Jumaa Awad, the president of the Iraqi Federation of Oil Unions, is going to be in London on Thursday, and he'll be speaking at Friends Meeting House at 6:30. That was he has the tour here organized by the Stop the War Coalition. And all over the country today, 25 actions and protests have happened up and down the country in Liverpool, Birmingham, in St. Andrews, Scotland, in Cardiff, in Southend, Norwich, Cambridge, Leeds, Wrexham. Wow! What a name for a town! Wrexham! And it's been a brilliant success. And the Netherlands, there's been a clown action, a circa action. And this is the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army. And they're very excited and they want to do something for Shell's AGM. Most of you would have got the pirate map, yes, that talks about what we're doing next and all the corporate occupiers around London. We really want people to look at that map and take their own autonomous direct actions against the corporations in it. We did this big public sort of symbolic demonstration today, but there's nothing to stop anyone from taking a different form of action against these companies. So people should think about that and plan for it and just send us the report and the pictures, or come to, and this is not an or thing, it's an and thing. We really want people to, if you liked today and you want to get more involved, we have a Hands Off Iraqi Oil, London Hands Off Iraqi Oil meeting on Tuesday the 11th of March in East London, probably at LARC, the London Action Resource Centre. So we really hope people will come to that so we can organise more actions like this and direct actions as well.